The wind across the Blackfeet Indian Reservation carries a particular kind of silence, a vast and heavy quiet that stretches over 1.5 million acres of Montana wilderness. It was early June when the landscape was transitioning into the vibrant greens of early summer. Yet the atmosphere in Browning had shifted into something cold and jagged. I recall the initial reports coming through, the kind that start with a quiet concern and rapidly spiral into a desperate urgency as the days bleed into weeks. A young woman, only 20 years old, with her whole life ahead of her at the local community college, had simply ceased to exist in the eyes of the digital and physical world. The immediate discovery was not a body or a crime scene, but a hollow space where a person used to be. Her family had already begun to scour the tall grass and the rocky outcrops of the Rocky Mountain front, their calls for her name echoing against the silence of the peaks. They were looking for a girl who stood barely 5 feet tall and weighed less than 100 pounds, a tiny figure in a landscape designed to swallow things whole. For days, the only thing found was the overwhelming realization that she was gone. The name that would soon become a rallying cry for an entire movement was Ashley Loring, Heavy Runner. The initial investigation was a masterclass in jurisdictional friction and systemic delay. In the days following June 5, 2017, when Ashley was last seen, the local Blackfeet law enforcement services found themselves stretched thin across a territory larger than some states. I reviewed the logs and saw the critical gaps where time was lost to the belief that a young adult had simply walked away of her own volition. By the time the Bureau of Indian Affairs took a lead role, months had passed, and the trail was not just cold but frozen. I stood in the same spots her sister Kimberly had stood, looking at the Highway 89 corridor, where a witness reported seeing a young woman running from a vehicle in the dead of night. The local authorities had conducted a brief 3-day search that yielded nothing, leaving the family to do the heavy lifting themselves. It was the family who walked the perimeter of a nearby dump and discovered a gray sweater and a pair of boots marked with red stains. When these items were turned over to the authorities, the chain of custody became a labyrinth of excuses. For 8 months, the sweater sat in a BIA evidence locker while the family was told it was being processed at a crime lab. Later, it was admitted that the item had never even been sent for testing. The federal re-entry into the case between 2020 and 2024 brought a new level of forensic scrutiny to the evidence that remained. As a federal agent, looking back through these files, the focus shifted heavily toward the digital footprint and the biological traces left behind in a world that had moved on. We looked closely at the video evidence from the night of the party in Browning, a grainy recording that captured Ashley's final known moments. It was a digital ghost, a few seconds of footage that provided no context but confirmed her presence at a specific coordinate. Then came the forensic anthropology updates. In 2024, the emergence of rapid DNA sequencing offered a new hope for the unidentified remains frequently found in the Montana wilderness. I worked alongside tribal representatives and experts from the University of Montana who were building a specific DNA database for the Blackfeet people. This was a technical necessity because standard federal databases often lacked the genetic markers specific to indigenous populations. Every time human remains were located on the reservation, such as the discovery in late 2018 that was eventually ruled out in 2019, the tension reached a breaking point. The evidence was no longer just physical objects, but the very genetic code of the land, waiting for a match that would finally provide a definitive answer to the question of where Ashley had gone. The legal and federal finality of the case remains an open wound. Though the search has transitioned into a massive federal effort involving the FBI and the BIA's Missing and Murdered Unit, as of late 2024, the status of Ashley Loring, Heavy Runner, is officially listed as an open missing person investigation. But the federal updates have shifted towards systemic reform. The reward for information was increased to $15,000, a figure aimed at breaking the silence that has persisted in the Browning community for years. I have seen the testimony provided to the United States Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, where the failures of this specific case were used to justify the passage of Savannah's Act and the Not Invisible Act. These federal laws were designed to fix the very jurisdictional gaps that allowed Ashley's trail to go cold in 2017. While no charges have been filed and no suspect has been brought to a podium in a federal courtroom, the investigation continues under the direction of agents like Stephen Red Cloud. The search areas have been mapped with sonar and drones, and every tip is now funneled through a centralized federal portal. The case is a permanent fixture on the BIA's most urgent list, a reminder that the federal government has committed to a search that will not end until the truth is recovered from the Montana soil. The investigation is no longer just about one girl, but about a federal mandate to ensure no other woman disappears into the silence of the reservation without a trace.